This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran on Saturday named a man it once arrested in connection with a recent explosion and power outage at its main Natanz nuclear plant as talks got underway in Vienna to try to save Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. State TV said that Reza Karimi, the perpetrator of the sabotage, has been identified by Iran's intelligence ministry. It said that he had fled Iran before last Sunday's blast that the Islamic Republic has blamed on the arch foe Israel. The television showed what it said was a photograph of the suspected perpetrator on a red car that had Interpol wanted written on it. The card listed his age as 43. State TV also aired footage of rows of what it said were centrifuges, which had been replaced and replaced the ones damaged in the blast at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant. Meanwhile, Tehran's chief negotiator Saturday said a new understanding is emerging and talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Abbas Araghchi said after a meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal that the Iranian delegation had submitted proposed texts on nuclear issues and the lifting of sanctions, and that work on a common text, at least in areas where there are common views, could begin. Araghchi was quoted as saying that while serious disagreements remain, there is a new understanding that appears to be emerging. Again, Tehran's chief negotiator saying that there is a new understanding emerging at talks.